listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a news briefing. The PM will today discuss handing down recommendations from the report into Scott Morrison's multiple portfolios while in the top job. Anthony Albanese has confirmed federal cabinet will discuss a censure motion, which would formally condemn Mr. Morrison's conduct. Meantime, Albanese has told Seven that Mr. Morrison left him a letter at Kirribilli House after he won the election, also describing him as angry.
You seem to be angry a lot of the time. It's like, mate, you're Prime Minister, cheer up. It's not so bad.
Another screening stuff up at one of the country's biggest airports. A now resolved issue has forced passengers in Brisbane's domestic terminal to be re-screened by security overnight. The airport says there was no threat to passenger safety, while urging people to check their flight status amid delays. Meantime, a COVID-plagued cruise ship bound for Bali has been diverted to WA. Up to 15% of passengers and crew on board the Queen Elizabeth have tested positive. The price of beer could rise again. The New South Wales Farmers Grains Committee is anticipating the cost of barley to be passed on to customers after crops were inundated in the latest round of East Coast floods. The Victorian Premier will recall Parliament before Christmas, getting straight back to business after winning the state's election at the weekend. And Ali Langdon has been announced as the new host of A Current Affair after that awkward video of Tracy Grimshaw rejecting her hug during a farewell at Nine. Daisy Pearce isn't talking retirement just yet, despite winning an elusive AFLW premiership with Melbourne. The Demons overcome the Heat and a fast start from the Lions to win a tight, low-scoring grand final yesterday. Meantime, the AFL draft starts tonight with Essendon to shape how the top 10 plays out. To tennis now, and Canada claimed its first ever Davis Cup title, proving too strong for our Aussies in Spain. To golf, it's been a happy homecoming for Cameron Smith, claiming his third Australian PGA on Sunday by 3 shots in Queensland. And at the FIFA World Cup, Morocco stunned Belgium with a 2-0 win, while Japan failed to back up its upset win over Germany, going down to Costa Rica 1-0. Meantime, Graham Arnold has the backing of his Socceroos players once his contract expires after the World Cup. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, showers and a possible storm for Brisbane, a top of 32 degrees, same for the Gold Coast and 29. Patchy showers for Sydney, 23 the max, partly cloudy for Melbourne, a top of 19. A shower or two developing for Hobart, 17 the max, grey skies for Adelaide and 20, while it's sunny for Perth and 31. Educate yourself on the dangers of the dark web and those who operate there. Search the Children in the Pictures podcast, available now via the Listener app.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.